Hedge apples direct to you. An internet site suggests that placing these objects around the foundation or inside the basement provides relief from cockroaches, spiders, box elder bugs, crickets, and other pests. Hedge apples. Aren't they ugly fruits that look like a green brain? In fact, green brain is another term for this wild pod, along with the terms Osage orange, hedge balls, monkey balls, and horse apples. The reason I researched these ugly orbs is because I found a hedge apple tree near my daughter's house. I read they repel pests and wanted to know if there was any truth to that claim. Sources agreed these pungent balls keep bugs at bay. To test this, I brought several spicy-scented, oddly textured fruits home and set them on my patio. When I headed to work the next morning, I noticed one had disappeared. In a hurry, I blamed our big yellow dog, who sometimes entertains himself with balls left in the yard. I returned from school to discover another sphere gone. A confirmed mystery lover, I was on a quest. Where were my hedge apples? While they don't stink, they don't smell like anything my dog normally finds attractive. Fruit scents don't do a thing for him. I know. I've tried to feed him leftover fried apples. Next, I thought my husband tossed them, not recognizing a natural pest control experiment. Before I could accuse him of throwing away my research, I found shreds of my green globes. Nothing about their state resembled ball, orange, or brain. Something had removed them from the porch to a nearby cedar. Once the mystery critter had the sphere where it wanted it, it exploded it into 1,000 microscopic pieces. Putting that mess back together would have confounded the very best crime scene investigator. That night, I showed my family the jumble. My spouse immediately blamed squirrels. It's easy to blame those rodents for anything wrong at my house. My hubs told us he frequently sees that exact site under hedgerows out in the country when he's on patrol. Despite his confident response, I went to cyberspace to look up more about hedge apples. What I found was more fascinating than seeing these actual fruits. Hedge apples are the fruit of the Osage orange, native to eastern Texas, southeast Oklahoma, and southwestern Arkansas. Since humans don't eat them, and few animals do, I wondered why so many Osage orange trees thrive in Kansas, a much drier and cooler climate than their native region. Further reading answered that question. Strong, powerful thorns arm the tree's branches. Prior to invention of barbed wire, ranchers and farmers planted these around a quarter or section of land. Livestock could not penetrate this living fence. That explains the multitudinous hedgerows as far north as Iowa. Many old farmsteads have these unusual fences. Unlike some introduced species that do more harm than good, one might consider this tree a boon. It tolerates poor soil, heat, and strong wind. Sounds like a Kansas tree to me. In addition, it transplants well and it resists disease. Not only does it share these desirable traits, it also produces a durable and beautiful wood. I saw a lovely garden bench made of Osage orange in which orange, yellow, and brown tones created an object that was as much art as utilitarian. Due to the wood's strength, it can serve as fence posts, insulator pins, furniture, and archery bows. Some claim it is the very best wood for archery, explaining its French name, the bow dark, for bow wood. These interesting tree facts led me astray, so now back to my experiment. I expect relief soon from the annual box elder bug invasion. Spiders who hope to share our house during the winter would have to lodge elsewhere, and crickets would have to practice their obnoxious tunes in somebody else's house. One source offered these natural pest repellents at $1.50 per hedge apple, plus shipping. The ad said to buy plenty and freeze some for later use. I picked up at least $30 worth of bug deterrent for free in my daughter's alley. If I could get used to the smell of these odd fruits, I might be onto a solution for the annual fall migration of unwanted insects. I find myself watching for a swarm of box elder beetles or crickets to exit my house. More to come. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.